This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's
go aboard. Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3 hour satellite soiree. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Palmdale to Palm Beach, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Guys, we've made it. We have made it to Friday. We have made it to Friday of championship weekend. I feel good, and I'm doing well. How about you guys? We are all so excited around here for the show. So, let's give you the rundown. Coming up today on the show, we will get Mraz's Up the Good Picks and his Football Food of the Week. This is a mandatory Football Food of the Week for you to listen to because it is Championship Sunday. There will be 6 to 7 hours of football for you to be watching, of crucial importance. And so Mraz is Up the Good Picks.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
And his Football Food of the Week comes your way in about 35 minutes from now. We will dig deep into the AFC and NFC championship games. Has Belichick overshadowed Andy Reid's greatness? Is this Drew Brees' last great chance at a ring? We also have the Superdome's brand new foods for the championship game unveiled. We will rank them here on the DA show. Antonio Brown has a burner account.
I'm on Twitter or Facebook right now.
And we are scheduled. I want to underline this and highlight it, put it in bold font. We are scheduled to be joined by Dan Fouts of the NFL on CBS. Now, earlier in the week, we were also scheduled to be joined by Dan. Unfortunately, that did not work out. Today, it's try number two, attempt number two, free throw number two. The first time, the kick was no good, but opposing coach called the timeout, so they iced us. Now we've got a second attempt. Let's hope we don't Cody Parkey this one. Fouts scheduled to join us to look at the AFC and NFC championship games 2 hours from now. And also of utmost importance, we will have a Target Demo Friday today. So please, let us know what you're doing as you listen to the show. Let us know where you're at. Let us know how you're listening. And we'll read through those coming up in the final segment of the show today. How do I do that, DA? I'm glad you asked. You can simply tweet at me, DA on CBS, or you may send it to us on Facebook. I'll put the thread up there during the commercial break, facebook.com/theDAshow. Sunday should be fantastic. Last weekend's divisional round games were not all that interesting, at least not from the outcome standpoint. We basically had three blowouts, and then that late game where it was interesting because it was a 14-point deficit the Saints came back from, but we really didn't have a thriller outside of that New Orleans and Philadelphia game. So, coming up on Sunday, I think we're far more likely to get two really competitive games, two really good games. And the one in the AFC is particularly interesting. Because you have this Patriots never-ending dynasty, which in many ways is going up against the odds. And the odds are that they simply stink away from Gillette Stadium this year. That is not an opinion. That is just fact. They're terrible away from Gillette. So when we look at this game, the Chiefs obviously have a lot of firepower. They've got a great quarterback. Their defense plays better at home. They got that monkey off their back last week by finally winning a home playoff game. But it comes back to the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots have played bad football away from Gillette Stadium. They got demolished by the Lions, dismantled by the Titans, beat up by the Steelers. This is a team that had that brutal decision on the Miami Dolphins miracle play return or final play, the Desperado, where Gronk is back there and stumbling all over himself. It was a team that lost five times on the road this year, five times, which never happens, 3-5. And their three wins were surviving a Hail Mary from the Bears and beating the woeful Jets and Bills. This will be the best team, obviously. They play all season on the road, and they have to play at a far better level than they did in any of those road games. If the Patriots come out and play like they have in road contests this year, they're going to lose. And if they lose, it might end up being one of the most significant games in NFL playoff history. Could this be the day that we see a passing of the torch? It is where we begin your cold open.
Passing of the torch game. This is it, Mahomes. Like, if Mahomes throws for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards and they don't go to the Super Bowl, I kind of think it's one of those fun seasons that we forget about. You go and you beat Brady, this is it. You're the face of the future, and you're the Madden video game guy, you're the fantasy football guy, you're everything, and then it's going to be 2 weeks of Pat Mahomes talk. This is the one, you know? Like, this is the game that you go and you look at your head coach and you say, I got to win one for this guy. It's time for him to finally get one.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That's NFL Network analyst Peter Schrager on WFAN in New York. This might be. Now, if the Patriots win this game, there's no passing of no torch. They've held the torch for 18 years. Tom Brady's held the torch for his career. If the Patriots win, there is no passing of the torch. But this certainly can be that. You know, people, I think, tend to overlook the fact that the Patriots just got by, nearly lost that Jaguars game in the AFC Championship last January. And that was at home at Gillette, where they rarely, if ever, lose playoff games. And that was a young Jaguars team that had not done anything yet. And they nearly pulled off the upset. In the Super Bowl, while Brady was magnificent, the defense of the Patriots was a disaster, and Nick Foles went right up and down the field of them consistently. This year, they have seriously looked like a shell of their former selves at times, especially, as I mentioned, on the road. This was their worst win-loss record since 2009, a decade ago. They nearly didn't have a bye for the first time in a decade, and so all of this factors into, I believe, obvious evidence that the Patriots are beginning to erode, are beginning to lose a step. And I know that I probably sounded this alarm before, and I know that every time we sound this alarm, we end up looking stupid, but I do honestly, earnestly believe that it is coming to an end, and these are the moments of evidence. I do absolutely believe that, because obviously, Brady cannot turn back the clock, and I think that this year, while Brady has looked brilliant at times, like he did last week against the Chargers, it has been interspersed with more times, more moments of looking very mortal. There's been more evidence that there is some erosion of his game, which is only understandable. And Patrick Mahomes is right now poised to take over as the singular star you must watch on Sundays. And I think he became that this year. I mean, every time that he played in a primetime game, he was making plays that made people's jaw drop. And whether it was sliding out of bounds on fourth and long and throwing downfield to extend the drive against the Ravens, whether it was a side-handed pass like he was a shortstop turning two last week to Travis Kelce, whether it was the no-look pass or the left-handed shovel, whatever it was this year, Mahomes continuously made plays that made you say, wow, we've never seen that before. And I'm reminded of the 1984 AFC Championship game where Dan Marino was in his second season. And he had taken the league by storm. His 84 season is one of the greatest seasons of all time. And really, to this point in time, I believe the most impressive passing season, because he shattered every record possible at a time where it was not possible. 5,000 yards passing, 48 touchdowns. And on his gorgeous golden right arm, the Miami Dolphins went all the way to the Super Bowl. And in that 84 AFC Championship game, at home, at the Orange Bowl, he riddled the Pittsburgh Steelers with Chuck Knoll on that sideline full of bullet holes and went up and down the field to them and hung points and touchdowns and moved the ball with major consistency. And you said, here is Marino on the precipice of greatness, and he just kicked down the door. Now, Marino, unfortunately, would never get back to a Super Bowl, but that was his second season, and I think there's a lot of similarities there. It's not Chuck Knoll, it's Bill Belichick. It's not the Steelers, but it's the Patriots. You're at home, and it's your second season, and now everything is in front of you, and I think that this absolutely could be that moment that we look back on 5, 10, 15 years from now and go, wow, yeah, remember that? Where Mahomes kicked the door down and became the it quarterback, the it player, the superstar in the NFL. And that was because he finally got through, or somebody finally got through, the New England Patriots. Now look, the Pats have so many things going for them. They have been in a bazillion AFC Championship games, 8 in a row. They've played in cold weather before. Belichick has beaten Andy Reid in playoff games and Super Bowls. It is Pat Mahomes in just his second season. The Patriots are normally unbelievably successful against rookies or raw quarterbacks early in their career, especially in the postseason. But if the Chiefs were to pull off this victory, then this absolutely could be that game that we look back on and say, remember when the torch was passed. 2 weeks of breathing heavy about Patrick Mahomes going into the Super Bowl is what the media is going to do. You know, if the Chiefs end up winning this game on Sunday. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter, DA on CBS, and a Target Demo Friday. When we come back, the ballad of Antonio Brown continues to be sadder and sadder. Now, we've got pretty good evidence he's defending himself with a burner account on social media. What are we doing?
I am the epic fail.
It's next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
I had a buddy, so I turned him on to the DA show. I told him, get on the mothership. And so he does it for a week, and he comes back, and he says, I've heard Mraz talk a lot, and I just as well blindfolded myself and turned on my 600-pound light. I tell him, you're missing the bigger picture. We're getting a taste of the greatest love story ever told, which is the big man and his big appetite.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The big man and his big appetite has your football food of the week coming up here on the DA show. In approximately 20 minutes from now, it's a Target Demo Friday, so let us know how you're listening, where you're listening, and what you're doing, and we'll read them coming up in the final segment of today's program. And it's time to ask the pros, where you get to ask a question just by sending us the question via Twitter, DA on CBS. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Aaron tweets, DA, this is going to be a different Patriots team than in the regular season. The hoodie and TB12 will be ready for this AFC Championship game. You know, we have no evidence. We don't know. The Patriots playing at home has been nearly a slam dunk throughout their tenure, and they blew out the Chargers. But, look, I think some of that had to do with just how bad the Chargers played that day, and perhaps the Chargers flying back to the East Coast for a second week in a row. I think the Chargers' defensive effort in that game was awful. I think their scheme was awful. I thought once they got down by two touchdowns and you saw Phillip Rivers melting down to the officials, and I can't believe the excuse-making that I hear around the NFL surrounding Phillip Rivers' play. I mean, it was 38-7. 38-7. And before it's even that out of hand, Phillip Rivers is spending an entire commercial break, an entire defensive series, excoriating the officials. He's complaining about everything. Is that the way the most experienced leader on the team and the face of the franchise is going to encourage his teammates that they're still in the fight? I mean, that doesn't feel like a focused, composed, poised leader. I don't often see Tom Brady or Drew Brees spending minutes on end, an entire series, complaining to the officials directly. I mean, please. And I think just a lot of the way that that game went last week was just how poorly the Chargers were coached and prepared and executed. Now, this is not to take away from the Patriots, because obviously they've done this to a lot of teams, not just the Chargers. But I don't know how we have the evidence that the Patriots are a different team today than they were in the regular season when they were just so bad on the road. And, of course, history suggests that the Patriots are just not that good on the road in the playoffs. Remember, they have lost their last three AFC Championship games on the road dating back to 2006. And if you go back to their AFC Championship game wins on the road, specifically against Pittsburgh, those were different Patriots teams. Those were Patriots teams that had an impeccable defense. I mean, because Tom Brady lasted the longest and because Brady is one of the greatest players ever, people think that the Patriots dynasty has always been about Tom Brady. It was not. In 2001, they go to Three River Stadium AFC title game, and that's all about the defense because Brady even gets injured in that game and Drew Bledsoe comes in. But it's special teams and defense that completely wrecked the Steelers that day. And then a couple of years later in 2004, again, it was a rookie Ben Roethlisberger who went 15-1, and the Patriots defense led by Rodney Harrison and Teddy Bruschi and Ted Johnson and Ty Law and Richard Seymour and Vince Wilfork, these are great, not good, great players for the Patriots, great defensive players and a great defense, Mike Vrabel, and they just bamboozle a rookie quarterback. They have not been able to do that in an AFC Championship game since they lost all of those guys who are part of one of the great defenses of their era. So we'll see. I mean, look, the Patriots might very well win this game on Sunday. I certainly don't put it past them. I would not be shocked if they do, but I think it's hard just to say, well, the Patriots will be different because it's the postseason. We don't know that. The evidence we have this year is just that on the road, they're a completely different team. Also, by the way, it looks like it's going to be much warmer than expected. Originally, we had heard that it was going to be in single digits on Sunday around kickoff. It looks like the Arctic freeze, the bio freeze, the huge freeze will not quite happen. It looks like it could be in the high 20s at kickoff, dip into the teens during the game, but that it won't be maybe the sub-zero temperature that we expected before. Antonio Brown is such a chump. I mean, there's nothing chumpier, and if we still have the segment Champ or Chump, Antonio Brown would so be my chump. Because Antonio Brown, the evidence is not only shooting his way out of town in Pittsburgh, but he's also burner account guy. And there's nothing worse, Kevin Durant, than burner account guy. You know, Antonio Brown has hundreds of thousands of followers. Antonio Brown has, in fact, 1.3 million followers on Twitter. Between Twitter and Instagram, the guy has millions, literally millions of followers at his disposal to give his opinions on. And I certainly don't begrudge him for his popularity. You've built that brand. People care about you. People are engaged with you. They want to hear what you're going to say. Good for you. But if you've got multiple millions of people following you, don't be burner account guy. Burner account guy is the worst guy. Social media, there isn't any real backlash anyway. That's why we have keyboard warriors and Twitter tough guys. It's because you can say anything and it doesn't really matter because nobody's showing up to your house to punch you in the face. So you don't even need to be anonymous. It's such a clown show and I get anonymous tweets that trash me. I'm like, what does it matter if I know that you're Dave Davidson from Phoenix? I'm not going to come to your house and crush you. Say whatever you want, Dave Davidson in Phoenix. Whatever. Doesn't matter. You know? It's just crazy that people would have to go anonymous because they are so embarrassed of what they are actually doing or saying or acting like on social media, even though there are actually no repercussions besides, I suppose, losing your job. But if you are tweeting things that will help you lose your job, maybe that's a you problem. But to be famous and to have those followers and to have that voice and then to be burner account guy has got to be the bottom of the barrel. Right, Kevin Durant? A website, The Daily Snark, has dug into the Antonio Brown mentions. And another website, 12 Up, have realized that there's one account that is tweeting exactly like Antonio Brown tweets, using the same hashtag and defending every one of Antonio Brown's missives. His name is Mikey G45. At the handle Michael 5769-2394. No, Michael. Oh, Michael. And Mikey G45 tweets, AB is not only the hardest worker on the Steelers, he's the hardest worker in the NFL, period. Guy doesn't stop working. Silence the hate with production year in, year out. He's the GOAT at AB84. Aw, Michael. Mikey G45. Team is wasting it by losing games to Oakland, Denver, tie with the Browns, by not making the playoffs, and by Tomlin, who rides Ben's coattails, is a horrible in-game clock manager / play caller. Ben publicly throwing dirt on everyone but himself at AB84. Oh, Michael. Mikey G45. Is he immature or standing ground to prove a point? Everyone thinks it's a one-way street. Someone please let me know what QB is constantly throwing the wide receiver and RBs under the bus. Le'Veon and his contract, James Washington, the rookie, now the best wide receiver in the league, all publicly. Oh, Michael. Mikey G45. Yo, it's funny how they quickly forget hardest working player in the NFL, let alone at your position. Whatever comes of all this BS, silence the haters with the hard work and production as per usual. At AB84. Oh, Michael.
Michael, come on.
How many times are you going to say Michael?
Mikey G45. When you the greatest, you know it's going to come with a lot of smoke. We silence the hate in numbers. Oh, Michael.
Michael.
At Mikey G45, tweeting at Emmanuel Sanders, who took a shot at Antonio Brown. Don't know how you could even speak on a situation that you have no say in. Horrible analyst. Stick to what you know. Ball player, I'm guessing. Like you said in your interview, Keep AB84 name out your mouth. Sounds about right.
Michael.
Michael 5769-2394. Evidence pointing to this being Antonio Brown's burner account.
Michael, come on.
How many times are you going to say Michael?
Oh, Michael.
Michael.
You got 2 million followers. Just defend yourself.
Michael.
What do you need an anonymous Twitter handle for, you bozo, you clown, you chump of the highest proportions? These guys are on their phones all day. They are reading what everybody says. They're getting hit up in their DMs by those that are thirsty. They're also reading everything that every analyst says or fan says about them, and they can't help themselves. They can't help themselves but fight back. But instead of just fighting back with your normal handle, you got to go out and make MikeyG45 at Michael.
No, Michael.
5769-2394. I'm sorry, Steelers. Get them out.
Michael.
Trade them. Once you go burner account route and you've been caught by multiple websites, get them out.
Get them out.
Trade them.
Michael.
Get them out.
Michael G45 Brown. Get him out.
Get him out.
Antonio Mikey G45 Brown.
Michael.
What a clown.
Get him out.
Get him out. When we come back here on the DA show, Mraz goes, he's got his up the gut football picks and his football food of the week. Where will Mraz's championship picks take him? And where will his cholesterol level take him? We'll find out coming up here next. DA on a Target Demo Friday, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Sounds like a DA bit coming up.
All right, bring the hot Cheetos in here now. Bring them in here. Open up the door to the mothership. Beam me up the hot Cheetos and Mirage.
That is like spot on, man. That is spot on.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's a Target Demo Friday, so let us know what you're doing as you listen to the show. What, where, and how. Where you be at, how you're listening, and what you're doing. We'll read those coming up here later on in the program, of the third hour of the show at the end of the program. And our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all. Geico.com. Dixieland Dan tweets, wait, what is champ or chump? I haven't heard that aboard the mothership yet. Is that an old segment? Indeed. That is from the evening years. We did a segment every night where somebody was the champ, somebody was the chump. It's a great segment, except we went from 4 hours to just 3 in this time slot, so we had to streamline the offense. You know, you just got to prepare for different win conditions, different offenses or defenses, different opponents, different coaches. And when you go from 4 hours to 3, things have to be far more streamlined, far more efficient. I mean, you can't end up spending hours on end having somebody sing bad karaoke. You can't end up spending months on end debating whether or not an oversized member of the show should be or should not be banished for life. You cannot spend segments eating crow out of a crock pot. You've got to streamline this bad boy. And so, unfortunately, we had to say goodbye to a very popular segment.
Only one letter separates them, but they're galaxies apart. One is a true winner. One is a pathetic loser. This is DA's champ or chump.
Pathetic loser. I love voice guys saying somebody's a pathetic loser. Either you're a winner or a pathetic loser. You know what, though? I am open to bringing this back on a kind of like a McRib basis. where it's not back every single day, but it's only for a limited time special.
The Shamrock Shake of the DA Show?
Yeah, because you know what? I am looking ahead, as you know, here on the DA Show. We're always looking ahead. We're always planning and plotting ahead. We don't just show up and throw a show together every single morning, even though it sounds like that. In fact, we plan and we plot and we prepare and we scheme. And once football season's over, once that Super Bowl is in the rear view, there is a five-week period that finally gets us to March Madness.
Football season ain't ending, bro.
Well, the NFL season's ending. And so we have talked openly about the Alliance of American Football. And I think there's a lot of people that have no idea this is happening. In fact, some of my friends who are hardcore sports fans don't know. There is going to be a real spring football league happening, and you're going to be able to watch it on real TV. It's going to be on CBS Sports Network, I believe two of the games per weekend. There's only four total games because there are only eight teams in the league, but it's a 10-week season followed by a Final Four and an Alliance Super Bowl. They're in some markets that have teams like Arizona. They are in markets that don't have teams like San Diego and Salt Lake. But it's going to be real football with real football coaches, like former NFL coaches. And it's going to be on CBS Sports Network. And I learned this week, Mraz, little birdie told me, because I actually have Alliance moles. This is how pathetic I am. I have Alliance moles. Apparently, they are waiting to announce a second national TV partner so that the other two games per weekend will also be televised.
Whoa.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's two pregame shows. That's a lot of job openings for Andrew Bogish.
And for you, that means you can watch all four of these bad boys.
This is unbelievable. Now I get a two TV setup. Wife won't know what's going on. I'm sorry it's Valentine's Day, honey. I got the Apollos.
So we'll talk about the Alliance. And we'll talk about some other things in the abyss of sports. But maybe we'll bring back Champ and Chump for that five-week window as well. Maybe once a week we do this week's Champ, this week's Chump.
Who knows? Maybe it has to do with the Alliance. Maybe Steve Spurrier will be a chump one week.
Maybe there is an Alliance Champ and Chump.
Punts at the wrong time? You never know.
Maybe that is what our Monday show will be. A recap of the Alliance with an Alliance Champ and an Alliance Chump. One's a winner, one's a pathetic loser.
I like that we're workshopping this.
It's in play. All I'm saying is it's in play. It's time for a championship weekend edition of Up the Gun.
Puffiness with football. Mraz gives you his NFL picks every week. It's Up the Gut, only on the DA Show.
All right, Mraz's picks last week, not great, only went 1-2. However, on the season, he's still seven games over 500, making you money at 31-24-2. 31-24-2 pushes. So let's start with the early game, the NFC Championship game. It's the Saints. It's the Rams. From the Superdome, and the Saints are a 3.5-point favorite. Earlier in the season, the Saints handed the Rams their first loss of the year, winning by 10 at the Superdome. But Vegas believes this one will be far closer. Mraz, Saints laying 3.5, and you're going with the underdog.
Give me the road team, the Rams. Look, it's going to be hard to beat a really great team two times in one year, and the Rams really are a great team. Little difference this time around. No Aqib Talib in the first matchup down in New Orleans. You will have Aqib Talib this time around for that Rams secondary, which is going to be enormous in guarding against that Saint passing attack. However, I have said this last week, and I will keep saying, the Saints have not been the same team since they blew out the Falcons on Thanksgiving night. Sure, they've won these games, but even point to last week, all those fears of going into the Dome, the Eagles held them to just 20 points and were an Alshon Jeffrey catch away from beating them. So, yeah, the noise will be loud.
Alshon Jeffrey didn't necessarily mean they would beat him.
No, but you're going down the field. Did you think that that game? Yeah, I thought the Eagles would win the game.
I thought the Eagles were going to score there, yes.
I did. Okay. Wasn't a guarantee. But the bottom line is this. I don't buy into the it's impossible to play in New Orleans anymore because I think the Saints have let a lot of those cracks in. And right now, also, best way to keep a crowd at bay, the best way to keep that Saint offense off the field, running the ball, and the Rams now have a two-headed monster running attack with C.J. Anderson, who looks like he just ate at the drive-thru, gashing teams right now to go with Gurley. I think the Rams are just going to be too much for that Saint defense to guard. I think in the end you're looking at a tight game, but the Rams get the best of them in the fourth quarter, win the game outright.
Puffiness with sodium.
Do you root for guys like C.J. Anderson more because they're rotund?
How do you not? How do you not? You get a fat guy score, you get a fat guy dance. And he, you know what? I love the fact that he let himself go. And when you let himself, he said, by the way, his weight got gained because his wife got pregnant. He called it pregnancy weight for him because she was eating the cravings, so was she. Good nugget for this week. Fat.
I really like that the Rams can run the football with both of those running backs, but that also Jared Goff has no ego. So that last week he only threw for 184 yards, I think. Didn't matter. Didn't care. Doesn't have to throw the football. As long as they win, he is totally fine being not necessarily a passenger, but he doesn't have to be the alpha male. And I think for that offense, it's kind of perfect. Look, Goff can be great, as we saw him against the Chiefs earlier in the season. Maybe his greatest moment as an NFL quarterback. But if you're going to run the football and the quarterback's going to be fine, he can be great if you need him to, but doesn't have to have the ball in his hands, throwing it all over the lot without his ego being bruised. It's a good combination for the Rams.
Yeah, and look out for Aaron Donald, by the way, up the middle defensively. Breeze never gets hit. Breeze is going to get hit in this game.
Drew Breeze this week told WWL Radio in New Orleans that that Aaron Donald is by far the best pass rusher he has ever played against.
Wow.
But also said if he had to start a franchise, he might take Aaron Donald number one.
That now, just shows you, man.
I think in today's NFL, you can't not take a quarterback. I think you'd have to take Patrick Mahomes as your number one overall. If I'm starting a franchise right now, I'm taking Mahomes because of how important the quarterback is. But it goes to show you, I mean, if you did start with a defensive player, it would have to be Aaron Donald.
Yeah, at this point, I don't think there's any denying it anymore. Was Von Miller, he's taking that torch.
Let's go to the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs and the Patriots. Temperatures seem to be warming up a little bit now. Temperatures at game time might be in the mid-20s, which is way different than what it looked like in the single digits and teens earlier in the week. The Chiefs are a field goal favorite. What this means is Vegas always gives you 3 points for being at home, a 3-point advantage. So what Vegas is saying is neutral field, these two teams are completely equal, but by virtue of being at Arrowhead Stadium, 3 points. In fact, you might give Arrowhead Stadium more than 3 in this case, simply because the Chiefs play so much better at home and the Patriots play so much worse on the road. But with the Patriots being a 3-point underdog, Mraz, you are looking at the favorite. You like the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl.
I love the Chiefs laying 3, and this might sound counteractive to what I'm about to say. I think this will be the game we walk away undoubtedly talking about from this postseason from years to come. I think we truly get a classic game and the mighty fall in the New England Patriots. And I brought this up earlier in the week. I know the temperature has risen in the mid-20s, but even with that wind chill, I expect it to be ridiculously frigid. The last quarterback to play in a championship game 38 years or older and in temperatures 25 degrees or less was Brett Favre in that 2008 game, the 2007 season. He was abysmal versus the Giants that game, threw 2 interceptions, including the game-ending one in overtime. Well, that would have led to the game-ending one. I think the cold will affect Tom Brady. I really do. I don't think any training method can change the fact that as you get older, the cold affects you. I think Brady will get hit. I think he'll bounce back. He'll make some plays. But ultimately, the difference in this game will be the young blood of Patrick Mahomes makes a play late that Tom Brady, because of this cold weather, will not make. The Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, and we get a rematch of that famous Monday night game from earlier in the year.
Which the NFL would absolutely love. Let's get to your football food of the week. Am I reading this right? Sausage, pepper, potato, hero?
Let's rock, big guy. Let's rock. We all know sausage and peppers, and we all know we've put it on a hero.
Uh-huh.
But look, we need to starch this thing up. Put some potatoes, dice them up, cube them up, let them roast in an oven for about an hour. Then you're going to make your pepper, your onion mix like you normally would do in a frying pan or whatever you want to do on the stove. And you add those potatoes that have already previously been cooked to crisp up while the peppers and all those juices moist together. You want to slow cook your sausage. I would recommend cooking your sausage on low for about 3 hours in an oven.
Oh.
You put that in because it's going to slice together nice. Sausage done, peppers done, potato done. You mix that up. But one more topper for you. Why not? Why put on a regular hero? Take your butter. Take some garlic cloves. If you're lazy, take some garlic powder. Put it over a big, nice woofing loaf of Italian bread.
Woofing.
Woofing loaf. or a nice French baguette. Either way you want to go, nice and long there. You're going to take your mixture of sausage, peppers, onions, potato, sprinkle it on the browned garlic bread, which only needs 3 to 5 minutes, really just to get a nice toasty on you. You're going to cut it up into finger sandwich sizes, serve them. You're going to bite into luscious peppers, delicious moist sausage that's been slow cooked, crisp potatoes, and have that garlic bread taste. Your mouth won't know what's going on. There's going to be a sensation like no other. So whether you're a Saint fan, a Ram fan, a Chief fan, a Patriot fan, or just a football fan, you're going to eat well with this recipe, baby.
Meraz's football food of the week, sausage, pepper, potato hero. Only Meraz would put potatoes on a hero.
Potatoes.
Where can people find this recipe?
You just go to daoncbs.com. Your latest Up the Gut column is there. Check it out.
Very nice. When we come back, is this Drew Brees' last great chance at a ring?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.